Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Abram has a son and is now 99 years old with no hope of another boy. It is this year in his life, this encounter with God, going to change everything. Join me as I continue my story, The Call of Abram. Abram was 99 years old when the Lord appeared to him once again. I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will establish my covenant between me and you. Abram fell to the ground with his face planted in the dirt as God continued. No longer will you be called Abram, but now you'll be called Abraham, and your wife will be called Sarah. The two of you will have a son, and she will be called the mother of nations, and kings of peoples will come from her, and they will be my peoples. Abraham thought to himself while he was laughing, "Will a man of 100 years old with a wife of 90 birth a child? Lord, how about my son Ishmael?" There was silence. Then God succinctly said, "No. Your wife will bear a son at this time next year, and you will call him Isaac. My covenant will be with him and his descendants in an everlasting covenant. To seal this covenant, you and everyone in your household, free or slave, purchased or by birth, shall be circumcised. This will be a sign of my covenant, carved out in your flesh as an everlasting covenant." After God's conversation with Abraham, he was circumcised with his son Ishmael, along with the rest of the males in the household. Abraham was now his name, the name God gave him because he was a man of God and the start of the people of God, affectionately known as Father Abraham, who still only has a promise of a son. This is really the start of God's people. And now with a new name and a covenant with the Almighty God, things are looking pretty good. Yet Abraham still does not have a son, the promised son. Can a man of 100 years old with a wife of 90 really give birth to a child? Come back and find out. I hope you'll return to hear my next story here at Lizard Tracks. Send me a text message at 513-440-6171. If you'd like to know how you can support this ministry, text the word support. I'm on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. This is Lizard Tracks.